Now we're going to turn our attentions to GAA on the programme, and we're going to highlight some local success and that big success at that, because recently, of course, Cork under 16 Camogie team had a fantastic winning performance, in their Tesco All-Ireland under 16 final, beating Tipperary in Mallow there, and a massive crowd in attendance. And we're going to speak with a young man who had a big part to play in that, of course. It's been a while since we caught up with Donny Daly, and firstly we're going to say congratulations, Donny, and another amazing win.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. Yeah, it was brilliant. Great win for Cork, great win for Cork Mogie.
And of course, as I said, look, we've spoken in the past, but just remind our listeners of your very important role with the Cork Mogie under 16.
Yeah, I suppose, look, I'm a manager of a team. I suppose I'm one of a number of just six of us involved in the management team. John Maloney from Northamptonshire, Matthew O'Sullivan from Ballincollig, Eva Manny, Benton Commissioning from Kinsale, Claire O'Neill from Aaron's Own, who would be our female liaison, Roberta Crowley from Ballygarvan, who was also female liaison and first aid. So we've actually been together with the under 16 since 2018. Most of us, clearly joined us this year, last year, and this was our fourth All Ireland final in a row, Barry. We got beaten in our first year, 2018, by Galway, and we won it in 2019. There was no competition in 2020. We retained it in 2021, and now obviously we've done the three in a row. So it's great success in fairness, and we've worked well together the last couple of years.
Yeah, you sure have. What a fantastic achievement. And you know, I suppose women's sport has been growing all the time, and we've all seen some unbelievable matches and games over the course of the last couple of weeks, whether it was Camogie or soccer like that. And you know, it's really gone to a very, very high level. They're so committed, so dedicated. And, you know, it's always a fantastic watch.
Oh, it is, Barry. You're right. And look, if you look at Intercounty senior Camogie and intermediate Camogie, look at senior ladies football, over the last number of years it has absolutely taken off. But the dedication, the skill levels, what the girls are putting into it on a weekly and monthly basis is every much on a par with what their male counterparts are doing. Like these girls, like my own daughter is playing on the 16 Camogie, and she's on football as well. She was training 5 nights a week, heading up to the city, training Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and there was 8 dual players, and they were doing the exact same. And it's their diet, their nutrition, they're putting everything into it, and obviously then they're missing out on the normal, I suppose, teenage years, sleepovers, parties, discos. They have to put all that in hold for the ones in 9 months, and it's a huge testament to ladies, I suppose, sports in Ireland, that they're now starting to get the recognition that they hadn't previously gotten.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And obviously, look, it was a very proud moment, and to have your daughter involved again, what a story that was. And tell us a bit about your daughter, Ava, is it?
Yeah, Ava. Yeah, I suppose it's GA really. She's been playing since she's six. So she's 10 years at it. Her goal was always there for Cork. She loves Camogie. She loves Gaelic football. She works hard on both of them, and she gives up a lot to be on those panels. But I suppose the biggest thing, Barry, and look, intercounty player, when I tell you, is the friendships that she has made over the last 3 or 4 years. She's been on kind of intercounty panels, development panels, under 14, under 15. The girls that she has met from every corner of Cork, down as far as Clonakilty, up to Newtownshandrum, Benthyre, Milford, and every place in between. she has friends there that she will have for life. You know, she I suppose it's the most important part of Intercounty. You know, the winning is grand, but it's the friendship that they make while they're involved in it is I suppose the biggest thing.
Very well said. And I suppose, like, you know, for any parent that's listening, you know, sport is, you know, so important and crucial for a child's development, whether, you know, they want to go playing soccer or whatever sport it is, you know what I mean? It's very important to get them involved.
Hugely important, Barry. I said, look, when Eva started when she was six, you know, kind of, we live out here, out the country, you know, there was no kind of real neighbours that she could play with. You know, without the GAA, without Camogie football at that stage, you know, she would have been kind of lost. She was kind of in a small school out in Park. You know, there wasn't a whole pile of people there. So, you know, as soon as I could, I brought into y'all. And I would urge any parent, you know, when their child is, you know, old enough, six, seven, to bring them up to their, you know, the GAA, bring them up to the soccer, you know, rugby, tennis, anything that will start to, I suppose, encourage them to interact. It's great for confidence. It's a huge confidence builder. It shows them, you know, that, you know, life's ups and downs. It's not all about winning. You know, you win some, you lose some. There's disappointments. You don't get picked for teams. And it's how you pick yourself up after those disappointments then that will serve you well in later life, you know, in college and in work. So it's hugely important for parents and children to be involved in all sports, athletics, you name it, anything where they're out and about in the fresh air as well.
Exactly, and I know we're kind of slightly drifting away now, but we'll get back to the final shortly. But just even last night, of course, I know I spoke to you up in the Yall GAA grounds there in Magners Hill, and you know, so much going on up there, so many people volunteering, lending their time, all different age groups, and you know, it's always a wonderful occasion.
It is, Barry, and look, that's a big thing, like the volunteers, you know, the men and women that are up there morning, noon and night, helping, you know, all the age groups, you know, they're obviously vital, and look, I suppose it's the age-old problem. There's not enough people helping out, you know, it's not just enough to drop their child at the gate and drive away, you know, be up there, help, you know, like, no matter how little you know about GAA or any sport, if you're up there lending a hand, picking up cones, organising kids, you know, it's a huge help to the mentors and the coaches. And obviously, look, when you're dealing with girls and small children, you need people up there to kind of, you know, bring to facilities and just kind of, I suppose, be a kind of, you know, it's even tie laces, put on helmets. The more people are up there, again, no matter what your knowledge level is, you'll always be appreciated.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a fact. Just in terms of the final itself, then, Donny, it was a comprehensive win, running out most impressive winners on a scoreline of Cork 2-18, Tipperary 10 points. So, in truth, it was all one-way traffic.
It ended up like that, Barry, but it certainly wasn't like that for the first 10 minutes. We were 3 points down. We had five wides in the first 10, 15 minutes. We were looking the girls were very, very nervy, you know, to be honest. It was a huge crowd in Mallow, as I was saying to you. 3,500 people at an under 16.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Like, in my 5 years, no, I've never seen the likes of it. There was two busloads from Sarge, there was busloads from all over. There was 20 or 30 people from Yall that I met up there. Mallow was actually jam-packed. The chairperson of Mallow came over from me afterwards and he said, even for men's county games, he didn't see the same level of sport in Mallow. It was huge. It was unbelievable, now, Barry, and it probably did have an effect on the girls initially. They were very, very nervy. It was six points chances that we didn't take, and I was starting to think back because we had played Galway earlier in the All Ireland and we'd been beaten, and it was very, very similar. The girls were nervous. Weren't taking their chances, but to be honest, we brought on a girl, Sarah Murphy from the Glen. Her sister was playing with the senior, she's on the panel with the seniors the weekend, Sarah, Emma Murphy, and we brought her on after 17 minutes, and almost immediately she had an impact. She scored a goal, and that kind of settled the girls, and we got another goal just before half time, so we were kind of going in kind of 7 points up at half time, having, as I said, not played particularly well for the first kind of 15 minutes. So that kind of settled the girls. And to be honest, after that, then it was kind of all one-way traffic. We knocked over in total 18 points, which, as I was saying to you, 18 points in an under 16 ladies game is, again, is phenomenal. But these girls have been racking up those scores. And it's irrespective of the opposition. If you couldn't score 18 points in the game, you won't be far off winning it. Like, I was looking at the statistics last night, and in every All-Ireland since 1974 the under-16s have been involved in, there's only one other occasion where 18 points have been scored, which is kind of back in, I think it was Cork back in 1996. So, you know, 218 is phenomenal scoring. We scored in the five All-Ireland games we played, which is two group games, quarter-final, semi-final, and All-Ireland final. The girls scored 978. So, like, 978 in five games, like, against an average of 218 a game. So, it's fair scoring.
Without a doubt. And it sounds like that all these girls have a great future ahead.
They do. And very, like, if you have a look at the programme, these girls will be playing with Cork, intermediate seniors, certainly minors next year. And you'll hear them, you know, over the next 10 years. They will be the backbone of the Cork senior camogie. And I said eight of them are actually dual players. So eight of them played with Cork, or one injury. Seven of them played with Cork in their defeat to Dublin 2 weeks ago in an All-Ireland final. So, you know, now it is very hard to be a dual player in Cork. It's anywhere, I would think. But the level of commitment required to play inter-county football and camogie, it's not sustainable. The level of injuries that you're going to get as you get older, the commitment, I think the day the dual player is really gone, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right there, talking a lot of sense. And yeah, Donny, that's about it, I suppose. Look, once again, congratulations on that, fabulous success. Always great to see the all involvement. And, you know, going forward, Donny, any plans? Will you be still involved in the 16s next year? Or is this...
I suppose we had a 1 year extension. We've done 5 years. I suppose we've only then left the dust settle. We haven't spoken to the county boards. They have, there's a lot of people in Cork, Barry, that want to manage teams, want to look after teams. It's not our kind of God given right, just because we win another Ireland, that we'll be kept on, or we'll be even at to look after another team. So look, we'll play it by ear. We'll kind of maybe take a month's break now and relax, and then look at the county board looking for us to do something. Then we'll certainly talk to them.
Yeah, great stuff, Donny. Look, we appreciate you taking time out on Drive Time Sport today, and wishing you continued success and a big bowl of bus to your daughter as well. I'm sure there'll be plenty of more big occasions in the coming months and coming years.
Please, guys. Listen, thanks very much, Barry.